Hey, podcast guys.
Gals.
People.
Hello.
How are you?
Are you ready?
Merry Christmas.
It is July 25th.
Yep.
So when it comes to Christmas in July.
I'm just so relaxed with the holidays.
Well, with the holidays, that's good. But with Christmas in July, this is considered like the Christmas day of the Christmas in July time.
You know, that means that we're 5 months away from Christmas, Nikki.
Yay.
I feel good about it.
I mean, I'm practically wrapping presents.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
We're so close.
I mean, I've been shopping all morning. So today in the podcast, I will say, it seems like maybe today's podcast is a little bit shorter. A lot of that's because we did a lot of talking about Christmas music, which really doesn't make a lot of sense
to put
in the podcast.
It doesn't affect you guys since we can't have music on the podcast.
Right. But in the podcast, we do... Oh, I found a food that makes me sick, and it's weird that we get excited about it, but we do. We do. Winning your own bookstore, Craigslist, now as a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandpa in CrossFit, Mission Control, Superman's mustache... Sandals, it's all in there.
It's and I the don't perfect, mean the perfect collection of stories.
Yeah, it's not about an inclusive resort. Okay, it's it's about actually stuff to put on your feet.
So yeah, speaking of the Craigslist thing, though, any word?
No, I still.
So you're probably not maybe ever going to hear back from them.
Well, but see, the other thing is, like, if these are people that are professional Craigslisters, they could be sleeping right now.
Yeah, that's true. But if you mean they're up late selling. Honestly, yes, actually.
Up late, robbing places
sure,
so they have
yes.
things to put on Craigslist?
That could be it, too.
Wait, let me check my other email address here.
And make sure it doesn't go to spam.
Yeah, and I'll have to check spam. No, I still haven't heard back. You know what? I'm trying to buy... If you guys pay attention to Radio U on Facebook, yesterday I was trying to stream... Basically, I've got to have another monitor.
Yeah.
And what I don't need is a $300 32-inch... No, I need like... A 22-inch monitor, a 19-inch monitor.
Fancy.
Yeah, just something that I can plug in.
We don't have one in the back?
We don't. I don't think. The reason I don't think we have any more is I could take one from that room over there.
Yeah.
Those never get touched. But that room is a special room to certain people.
But I didn't know if Chris sometimes puts some on the racks in the very back. So maybe there's
that
one back there.
That didn't even occur to me. I could go look at that. Maybe we would. So...
But we'll tell you guys later. We'll keep you updated.
Don't worry. Nikki and I are going to, we're just going to spend the day working through problems.
You enjoy this podcast. And of course, connect with us at Radio U Riot on Facebook, YouTube, or through riot.radiou.com where everything is located.
All right. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Imagine a world where the Riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
So I've been doing this food thing. I've talked about it. Maybe ad nauseum. Maybe you're tired of hearing about it.
I don't think you've hit it that many times.
Okay.
Now, it might consistently be around this time, but it's not all the time.
I got a story for you. Like, the whole idea is you take all this food out, and then you slowly layer it back in and wait to see, like, hey, this makes me sick, this makes me sick. Nothing does.
Yeah.
I've been doing great. I mean, I'm, you know, soda is supposed to be out of my life forever. So we'll see if, like, you know, a bad relationship, where that goes.
Yeah, but at this point, I've expected you to have some sort of reaction to something.
It finally happened.
You did?
Yes.
And I don't want to be excited, but yet you've gone through all this stuff.
I know.
I feel like you need to find one thing.
Yep. And it's the dumbest thing, and I never eat it. So it's almost pointless. But
aww.
Yesterday I had chickpeas.
Chickpeas? Yeah. You never have those.
No, I don't. But this was like, well, and part of my thing has been like, you know what? There's all this food in this I don't eat, but I'm just going to try anything. The only thing that I was like a hard line on was like, I will not eat onions. I'm not going to cook anything with onions in it. I'm just not going to eat onions.
Sure.
And you don't
eat hummus, so.
No, I don't. But just straight chickpeas, like you put them on salad, you put them on whatever. So it was like, hey. This is going to be a new way you're going to get protein. You can eat chickpeas. And I thought, well, they're gross, but okay. And I mean, they're not really gross. It's just like super bland, just not very good. So I ate them for lunch yesterday. I had them sauteed with some other vegetables. Oh my gosh. Yesterday afternoon, I was just real tired and sluggish. Yeah, I spent pretty much my entire night just like sick.
That was the culprit?
Yeah, and normally there are other ways that you check, like, hey, I had a reaction to this. This was like, oh no, this is not even...
It's obvious.
Oh my gosh.
Still a bummer though, because it's not something you would have all the time.
Yeah.
Have caused you problems in the past.
They even say, like, look, if you know you're not going to eat something,
yeah.
You know, she's like, when are you going to do your duck test? So you can have duck. I'm like, okay, just a heads up. I never eat duck and I'm not interested in starting. Like, I'm not interested in having
not
duck.
Not for this cleanse.
No, I'm good. Thank you. And so, yeah, yesterday again, I just thought, like, well, I'll try something new. This will be different. And it was both of those things.
Mm.
It was new and different. The only thing I thought is like, okay, so maybe this isn't all mumbo jumbo. I actually did find a food that I had a reaction to, but it doesn't matter at all.
Sure, because you're not eating it normally.
Because I wouldn't have been eating it. I mean, granted, you know, I was trying to introduce it and my
now
body was like, you know what? We have enough friends.
We don't need chickpeas in on this list.
We have
now
enough
get
friends.
Out.
So like I've had everything else though. Like I'm not everything else, but like bread is back. I can have bread.
Gosh,
you know, like,
I don't know.
Whatever. Like it's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. So Nikki, maybe it was just soda the whole time that's
could've
made
been.
Me so sick. Yeah. I mean like so sick. You know, like I don't know.
Like soda sick.
Like I feel fine. Thank you. But look out for chickpeas. If they did that to me,
that's the real killer.
They could be out for you.
That's right. It's not soda's fault. It's really chickpeas.
So the next time a friend offers you hummus and you're like, I shouldn't, but okay.
Heed Obi's warning.
Just know that there could be a problem there.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Nikki, would you be interested in foregoing the goat farm that you're planning on buying when you retire next
week? That was not my idea, but something we thought could possibly work. And you guys seem to think that maybe I'd make an excellent goat farmer if I decided to stop doing radio.
Well, you're nurturing. And you're used to the sound of wild animals making annoying noises.
Not like that.
So it seems
I have like two cats, so they talk a lot at night, but they're not wild animals.
Oh, that was a joke about me. It wasn't about
your
dogs.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. No, you don't. You're not. I'm totally used to your tone.
Well, now, if you can get used to this tone, a goat should be
easy.
No problem.
It's more than one goat I'm worried about.
So there's a bookstore in Tioga County, Wellsboro. This is in Pennsylvania, and they want to sell their bookstore. The bookstore is called My Shelf Books and Gifts. And it is a basically kind of family owned. There's a couple that owns it. They say they feel like it's a great place for the town, that their business does okay. And they want a person that wants a bookstore.
To just take over for them?
Yes. So here is their contest. They want 4,000 people to write a 250-word essay.
Sure.
250 words.
That's not bad.
And you have to give $75.
And then they'll pick one person to.
They will.
Are you buying the store for $75 or then you have to buy the store on top of that?
No. That will be if 4,000 people give $75, then one person will walk away with the bookstore free and clear.
Because that would have basically been the price of the bookstore.
Yeah. They say that if they get 4,000 people that do that, then that pays for all the inventory in the store. And they say that if they don't get 4,000 people, everyone gets their money refunded.
Well, it seems like a clever idea to not have the store anymore.
The guy who owns the store, well, it's a husband and wife, Kevin and Casey Coolidge. They're planning on retiring from the bookstore and writing children's books. Apparently, they've been doing that already. Must be working, and they want to stop running
doing
the bookstore.
Actual store part of it.
Yeah.
If that was your dream, I mean, that might be nice.
I think running a bookstore sounds like it would be kind of fun.
I don't see it bringing in a lot of money, though. But
how,
if you're in a small
how could
enough,
it possibly?
But if you're in a small enough town in Pennsylvania and you made it like a bookstore in an ironic way, I don't know. You did something clever with it. You might be able to do something.
Ironic bookstore. I like the sound of that.
You could even call it that.
Yeah. Dude, that.
See, excuse me while I go write my essay.
I've got to get my $75,
and
you need to.
That's what it's going to be about.
You change the name from My Shelf Books and Gifts to Ironic Bookstore. I would so shop there.
You totally would.
Yeah, I basically have to stop myself from going to bookstores because I will buy books. I just will.
But at this point, we don't need the clutter as much. We're perfectly fine reading digital books. So You know, but I don't go to bookstores too often.
There's nothing that communicates how much smarter you are than everyone else than having a bunch of books on a shelf.
Actual books.
Yeah. I mean, of course, the best way would probably be to just read them. You don't need them on the shelf, but...
Baby steps.
We're talking about feelings.
And just saying now, instead of reading the books, you could own all of them.
Woo! I own this whole store.
Want to know what the Riot is doing right now? Follow them on Instagram and Twitter at riot.radiou.com. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
They say, and I don't know who they are, but I only know what they say, that when you fall in love with somebody, you don't actually fall in love with them.
What do they say?
They say that you fall in love with your idealized version of them.
Ah, yes.
So you're like, she's the best. She never does anything wrong. And she's so pretty.
Everything's perfect.
She's the most perfect thing ever. And then they say that infatuation can last all the way through getting married. And then when you get married, you're like, you're such a freaking pig.
The glasses can come off.
Like, I thought, I'm the man. I'm supposed to be a pig. Pick up your socks. What is wrong with you? You're disgusting. Take a shower. Like, I don't know. Whatever it is that would bother you in those moments, all of a sudden, you go from the idealized version of who a person is to who they really are. And now you have to make a choice. You know, are you going to love them for who they really are?
Be okay with that?
Or are you going to build years upon years of resentment for them not being perfect? Oh... Here's the thing that I find funny is I feel like with God, it's the opposite. I feel like in a lot of ways, Jesus has this really bad reputation among a lot of people where we have been presented with the worst, least idealized version of him. And let's be honest, it's because you've encountered a lot of people that talk about Jesus and then they're a huge jerk to you or to a friend or to whatever. But man, I'm telling you that when you got to know God for who he really is, it would be like all of a sudden somebody put the rose-colored glasses on. You would be like, wait a minute. You're nothing like I thought you were. You're amazing. This is crazy. So I'm telling you, God is the opposite. You think you're going to meet God and you're like, I thought he was bad, but he's so much worse. No, man, you're going to find out who Jesus really is and be amazed at who he really is. It's up to you. I mean, at this point, you're just taking my word for it, Nikki's word for it, somebody else's word for it. I would like you to find out for yourself who God is. And if you're ready to go all the way and start a relationship with him, just do that. Say, Jesus, that's what I want. I want to know you for who you really are. I want you to come into my life. I want you to fill me with your spirit. I want to know what you're really like and what life with you is really like. Man, God is all about that. He wants to give you a chance to get to know him. And I'm telling you, when you do, he's way better than you've ever thought.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the Riot moment to fireobadiah@radiou.com.
I'm in the system now. I'm in. It's happening. I've never done this before. Right now, you guys are a part of Riot history.
And what is this that we're system a part of?
I've never bought anything on Craigslist before.
And this is going to happen?
Well, I mean, I made the initial inquiry,
yeah.
The email. Is this still available?
Yes, oh my gosh. And then when the person gets it, you're like, well, is this going to be spam or is this a real person?
I asked them everything. I was like, is this still available? Are you a non-smoker? Will you accept blank?
Sure.
And so I did what everybody does. I offered them 20% less than the asking price.
Which is why when you post something on Craigslist or any site really that's selling something, you should add a little bit to your price that you thought you'd want to sell it for because everybody wants a deal.
The question I didn't ask that I should have is this stolen?
Because well, sometimes it's better not to know.
The person listing it says that they're moving and they have a lot of stuff to sell.
That's me. I'm not selling that, though. That's
what they said, though.
I know, but like I'm moving, and I've been selling a ton of stuff, and you put that in there, even though sometimes that means, you know.
I have a lot of stuff to move because the cops are hot on my tail.
Willing to deal.
I don't know. So I sent it to him, made him an offer. What I need is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you were watching the Radio U Facebook page yesterday afternoon, I was streaming. I need another monitor for it, which when I say that out loud, it's just like,
yeah, one or two or three. How many monitors do you have?
I have one.
You have one.
Yeah, and theoretically, that's enough, but it's kind of not. And I kind of came up against that wall yesterday, and I want to keep streaming, but I need another monitor for it. So what I don't need is a super fancy monitor.
This one's just to host or just show the icons for the program for streaming, and that's it.
Yeah, I basically need a window where I can drag the streaming program over to one place and have the gameplay window somewhere else. And that's because it's complicated. It doesn't matter, but it doesn't work right
if you
this
have
other
on the
way.
Same screen.
Mm-hmm. And so I haven't had that problem yet, but it came up last night, and it was just like, okay, just stop.
Well, I was at Radio U, which if you go to our Radio U or Radio U Riot Facebook page, I was at the Radio U one, and we've posted yesterday our Riot went to the firing mm-hmm. range. So I was looking and seeing how that was doing, and then I saw that you were streaming, and then I went later, and I was like, wait, where's the streaming at?
No,
and I figured it did not work out.
No, I just took it down because we were playing Fortnite, which mm-hmm. is a game that's out today on PlayStation 4 and PC, and I wanted to do the stream and stuff, and like it wasn't working. So rather than leaving an archive of it up, I just pulled it down. And once I get set,
I'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll do something else. But Nikki, I'm Craigslisting now.
You're not even shopping.
I'm not even listing. I'm shopping. I've never done this.
Well, good luck to you.
I haven't tried the Facebook Marketplace. How do I search that from the internet?
You can't.
You have to use your phone.
You can use my phone if you want and look.
Well, I don't have Facebook installed on my phone because I'm trying to
not use
Facebook.
Well, look what they're trying to get you to do.
Man, they'll get you. They will get you.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I just want to throw this out there for what it's worth. You guys know that I've been on my 17 or 18 days no coffee. Or no soda. Sorry.
You're allowed to have coffee.
Yeah, I'm allowed to have coffee. But do you know this morning I haven't had any coffee at all?
Hey, that's good. Maybe you won't have to have coffee.
No. I don't want to live in that world. I want to still drink coffee.
Maybe you don't have to have it to function as much in the morning. So you're doing fine.
I mean, like, look at me. I haven't had any coffee. That's crazy. That is crazy.
Is it around in case we need to break the glass for emergency?
Of course it's around. I have it right here. I brought, like, I didn't start the morning saying I'm not going to have coffee.
You just haven't had any tea or anything?
No, I have had dandelion tea.
Well, how many cups you got going on over there?
Don't look. I'm not one to talk.
I have a lot of tumblers.
I've got four cups over here. I've got my dandelion tea, which I'm almost done with. I've got my coffee. I brought some water, and then I have my smoothie.
You have your smoothie in a tumbler?
I'm still drinking this stupid.
So you've got plenty to choose from over there?
Mm-hmm. Hang on. I got chia seeds in it.
That probably wasn't the best time to take a sip.
Yeah, my goal is to make it to 78 and be like this guy.
Dude, this guy's crazy.
I've never heard of him before, but apparently he is well known, especially in the CrossFit community. His name is Jacinto Bonnell. He lives in New York City. He runs his own CrossFit gym. He's 78, and he started something on his 69th birthday called the Jacinto Storm. And that is a workout that a lot of CrossFit gyms around the world will do on July 3rd. It's this guy's birthday. No idea why I'm only just now hearing from
about
this.
Just getting from it.
But he started this workout, and he adds a rep every year. So the rep numbers are what his birthday is. So get a load of this. The workout is, this year, it was 78 squats, 78 push-ups, 78 pull-ups,
yeah,
78 wall ball shots, 78 kettlebell swings, 78 deadlifts with a 90-pound weight, ending with a round of 78 double unders.
No, thank you. Now, he had about 24 people do it with him at his gym in Hell's Kitchen. So, again, he's pretty well known for this if you do a lot of CrossFit.
If I read it correctly, there wasn't anyone else in the gym who could finish the workout with him.
Except for him?
Yeah. They had to do modified versions of some of the exercises.
Well, he looks super fit.
He does.
He's crazy strong.
Let's be real. This guy's, I mean, I'm not in any way taking away from the accomplishment, but he is built for this. Like, he's got the genes that, and he's maintained himself.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, the idea that at 77 you could turn into this guy,
probably not. No.
But he has maintained himself across the years.
Well, good for him, and happy 78th birthday.
That is just like, What the what?
Can you imagine that you're like, okay, I'm going to try CrossFit. I'm going to. And you're like, my first day, you're in Hell's Kitchen. You're like, fine, let's try this CrossFit gym. Let's go on in. And you go in on the birthday day and you didn't know it. It's like, so, well, yeah, well, come do this set with us.
So I'm wondering, like 78 push-ups. And I mean, this is just me don't being naive, but like, is it a circuit? So it's like, all
circuit.
Right, like you'll do... like, I don't know, 15 squats, 15 push-ups, 15, like...
Well, that's how CrossFit is. Anyways, they go from the stations. They don't do it all in one, right? I don't think so. Any CrossFitters, you're not doing that in a row. No one's doing that.
I mean, or is it just like you, do you go like the 78 push-ups,
and
then
finish.
The 78 squats, and then...
I bet you go around.
I might, I don't even know if I could hit in a circuit like that. I don't know if I could get up to 78 push-ups in a circuit. Because
not just that, it's 78 push-ups and all the other stuff.
Well,
78
right,
of those,
right.
You just couldn't do it.
No, I couldn't do that. Like, if we'd need to bring those numbers down.
How about we say it this way?
We
don't want to do it. Maybe we could, but we don't want to do it. We don't feel led to do that.
Obviously could.
Don't do that.
No problem. But, you know, I'm just going to have to pass.
But I bet you could if you had time.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Don't forget to spend some time on the Riot's YouTube channel, Radio U Riot. And you can find links through riot.radiou.com to see our latest Skips Work video in which Nikki and I both learn about and fire firearms.
At the firing range. So you better see that at Radio U Riot.
We had some good times.
We did. It was lots of fun.
It was. While we were there, our instructor, and you really need to watch the video so he can lay down all of his like credentials, because he's from the UK and he's worked with MI5, MI6. He was basically on the SWAT team there in the UK. He's done protection duty for the royal family and for Margaret Thatcher, Tony Blair. He has done bomb disposal work, just all kinds of things. And when he retired, he moved to the United States because guns.
Yes.
And his wife's an American.
Well,
so
that
they,
too.
They decided to retire to the United States, and now he is like the gun guy at the Black Wing Shooting Center where we went. And we joked with him about, he's like the real James Bond. And I asked him, like, hey, did you ever get yourself a Walther PPK? And he did say that he eventually got himself one. And we're standing there. He is talking to us.
Oh, that wasn't filmed, was it?
No, that did not make it on camera. But his phone rings, and it is none other than the James Bond theme song.
It was perfect. Perfect timing.
Oh, dude, it was. And he just kind of laughed, and he was like, well, you know.
Of course, that's what my ringtone's going
to
be.
I kind of had to do that. So he did all of that. So we kind of spent some time with a real-life James Bond, but I will tell you, Nikki, that fake James Bond wants to come back.
Oh, Daniel Craig.
Well,
that's not it, because people go back and forth, like, is he coming back or is he not? And then starts the list of the people we'd rather have be James Bond.
Ooh, that's a great conversation. Who would you like to be James Bond?
I'd have to think about it.
I loved all the Idris Elba talk.
Yes, that was a good one, but...
I think he would be a freaking fantastic Bond.
People were, like, mean and saying, like, well, Daniel Craig let himself go and he's not, like, James Bond anymore. And he'd have to go back. Well,
does he? You don't think he still looks good? Like it?
I haven't seen him in anything, so I don't know.
I mean, I haven't seen him either. I suppose now maybe he's, what, I think he's too fat at 135?
Is he wearing a shirt into the pool instead of those, what were those blue short things?
Yeah, maybe.
From the one?
I guess, I don't know. But they have announced that Bond 25, so the next movie in the James Bond franchise,
is called
will
Bond
be out,
25?
Well... That's how they always start. Mm-hmm. They got a whole way they do this. They start with Bond 25, and then they'll have a press conference where they unveil the name. And if they end up with a new Bond, they'll have a press conference where they unveil a new Bond.
But last we heard, they're still going to go back probably with Daniel Craig.
That's the rumor, but it's not confirmed. So they've just announced that Bond 25, so the next Bond film, will be out November 2019.
Oh, practically here.
So it's going to be written by Neil Purvis and Robert Wade, which might not matter to all of you, but they are the guys that wrote Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, and Spectre. So they've worked on quite a few of those movies.
It should go the way of, was it The Kingsman or something, where, you know, you have the older guy and then the new younger guy? And
Nikki, yeah. Daniel Craig's supposed to be the new younger guy.
Well, I know, but it's been a while.
Right.
So, like, maybe you could get a new younger guy and put him in together in the movie. I'm sure Daniel Craig might not like that. But
well, the thing is, that's not what... Like,
I know.
You don't do that to James Bond.
Bond.
Like, what you do is you just replace the actor. Because Bond is ever young, even if as humans we are not.
How can you respect if there's more? Like, you just don't know.
And he's not even young. I mean, Bond is supposed to be someone that is supposed to be what? In their, like, late 30s, early 40s? Like, that's kind of, at least in my mind, where the Bond character is always supposed to be. He doesn't really progress. That's been the thing with the Daniel Craig Bonds that have been different, is that they have all been sequels to each other. And that is something that you've never seen in the Bond movies. Maybe early on in some of the... Oh, boy.
The series.
Like, the original, like, mm-hmm. Bonds, like, the Dr. No and Casino... No, not Casino Royale, but Goldfinger. See, there's too many.
That's
like,
too many. Which is just...
The
maybe
other gold one. The Sean Connery one's okay.
Listen, I don't expect you to know... Thunderball. I don't expect you to know all of them. That's a crazy amount.
For Russia with Love. With some effort, I could do all 25 in order.
Okay.
That's the sad little world that I live in. But that's the word, Nikki. So it might be, we might have an all new guy in those tight blue trunks.
Probably Daniel Craig.
Probably Daniel Craig.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love hit. Hate love.
All right, everyone in, let's go.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki is a big space fan, as we all know, which is why I'm surprised she hasn't brought this up yet.
Well, I didn't want to bother you with whatever story you feel like I should have brought up.
So, Nikki, right now, a lot of people are getting ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Yeah.
July 16th, 2019 will be the 50th anniversary. And one of the things that people want to do is to, in Houston, restore mission control.
Mm-hmm.
They say that it is... basically in a state of disrepair. I don't even think you can actually go in and see it anymore, but it's a national landmark. Or at least it was. I don't know if they retired its status or not, but there's an independent company that has come together and they're like, hey, we want to raise money to restore this. Right. The city that it's located in, which I believe is technically Webster, they have... donated $3.5 million to restoring it.
Jeez. And when you're like, that's just part of it. How much do they need?
No, they actually don't need that much. They're running a Kickstarter for mm-hmm. it. And so they say on Kickstarter they want to raise $250,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
And so far they've raised $203,000. And then the city is actually going to also be matching donations up to a certain amount, et cetera, et cetera. But the idea is they want to take this.
Are they having a matching dollar for dollar challenge?
It sounds like they might be, Nikki. And the next five people
who give to restore this center
may be eligible for
something.
The following Kickstarter backer rewards.
I don't know what you'll get, but I'm sure there's lists there.
Yeah. So, like, the Kickstarter is incredibly detailed, explaining everything.
I guess it'd be cool if once they restored it, then, you know, it could become a museum or something that you could actually tour then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because then it can make money back that way.
The Kickstarter document is long, so I'll be honest. I didn't dig all the way through it. So I don't know if the end game is to restore it and then it sits there. Like, will they let people come in and maybe just look through the glass? I don't actually know what their end game is on it. But, again, if you want to look at it, the company that has been formed to do it is called Space Center Houston, and they are restoring historic mission control. So I think it's cool. I will tell you, I've said it on the show before, but it's worth it. If you take some time and go back and really learn about the space program, it is fascinating what they did in the 60s. Like, it is just fascinating. And yes, it was all a smokescreen for developing intercontinental ballistic missiles. We all know it's true.
Hey, just put all that stuff to the side and just see the travel and the trip and what they did that way.
But man, we went to the moon. And I'll tell you what, if you can get your hands on When We Left Earth, the Discovery documentary series.
Oh, it sounds just amazing.
It's so good.
You're going to want to watch that this weekend.
It used to be on Netflix and it's not anymore, but I watched it on Netflix and it was good.
Wish the worst of the riot would never end.
Everything that has a beginning has an end.
What is wrong with you? Get our daily podcast through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
Nikki, I gotta tell you, it's a lot of things Superman has, but he never has a mustache.
No, you know? Facial hair?
I've seen him with a beard. I can't remember when it was, but like it was a thing there for a while. And like in the 90s, he had like a mullet. So that was the thing. But
now you're just used to seeing pretty, very close shave.
Pretty boy. Superman. I mean, he's Superman. Clean cut.
He shouldn't have that problem.
He shouldn't. Currently, Superman being played by one Henry Cavill, Nikki. Henry Cavill has a mustache because while he is done shooting stuff for Justice League, he's not done shooting for Mission Impossible.
And for Mission Impossible, it's not just a mustache, though. It's like a full beard, isn't it?
Well, I was under the impression that at this stage it was just a mustache.
Down to a mustache?
Yeah, so I don't know the answer to that.
Either way, he's got stuff on his face.
So Justice League right now is undergoing... They're saying, quote unquote, extensive reshoots. Like they have been doing 2 months
of reshoots?
Of reshoots
and
for Justice
where,
League.
You know, the first time they just didn't get it quite right or they needed some more stuff. So the actors have to come back and go back into the role, which for Henry Cavill means, well, wait, he's doing another movie and he has to keep his facial hair for that movie. What do they do?
So they are going to, in all these reshoots, he's going to be all dressed up as Superman, all that stuff, and they are going to digitally remove his mustache.
Which means I want to see pictures of him in the Superman
Absolutely.
Outfit with the full mustache
Absolutely.
Or the beard. Because it'll look so weird.
And you know those pictures are coming.
I'm like, sure.
In fact, I saw one, but that was one where I was like, no, they've actually, in this case, photoshopped the mustache on him.
That just seems
not
so...
Not pulled it off of him.
Like, it's so excessive. Like, I understand, you know, he's contracted for both these movies, and they have a certain look, and he has to keep that continuity with it. But, man, to go back and digitally take out his beard and or mustache in every shot of the reshoots, that's a lot.
That just sounds so excessive.
So time-consuming. Like, that's someone's job. Who gets paid probably a lot of money.
I was going to say, the other side of this is, Nikki, that, you know, Henry Cavill's mustache is creating jobs.
You're right.
You know, the government spends a lot of time talking about creating jobs. They're not doing it.
This is doing it.
Henry Cavill's mustache creates jobs. Maybe it should be president.
That's why he's perfect for Superman.
Yeah, so that's kind of amazing right there. So that's what they're doing. So they say that the reshoots are... They've gone on around 2 months. $25 million is what it's costing.
So much money.
Well, the thing that's fascinating is you've got Zack Snyder, who shot all that stuff and was in the middle of editing it. Then the word came out that his daughter committed suicide.
Oh, yes. And so
he left the
that
project. They brought in Joss Whedon, who wrote and directed The Avengers. And they have apparently given him some room to do
to
the film. Yeah, so... That'll be an interesting thing to see when it comes out. I still didn't get that excited about the trailer. But I'm rooting for Superman and his mustache.
We thought about selling the worst of the riot. But let's be honest. No one is buying this stuff. Get it for free on the Radio U app.
So, Nikki, when you are done with a pair of shoes, what do you do with them?
With shoes?
Yeah.
I don't buy a whole lot of shoes, so either it's gotten to the point where I should just throw them away or I donate them.
Well, you donate them?
Yeah.
Like, but you just, so you don't wear them out?
No, it's just different. Like, if it's tennis shoes and I did not like them and I didn't feel like they were comfortable, then I usually just donate them if I can't do anything else with them.
Dude, I wear shoes out. I mean,
and then
at least
throw them away.
Yeah, I typically throw them away. But you know, I'm at this place now where I have my old Pumas that I have worn. I wore them for like a year and a half, and they are seriously rough looking. But I'm just like, man, they were my friends for 18
they were so
months,
comfortable.
And I can't donate them because that's just like, what's wrong with you? No one wants to wear these shoes. But then for me, I'm like, but I can't.
You can't quit
them.
Get
rid of them.
Sure.
These are my friends. Do you know all the places we've been together? I walked across Washington, D.C. in these shoes. Here's a guy on Instagram who he actually just, and I love this, he grabbed himself some scissors and he just cut his shoes into sandals.
His tennis shoes into sandals?
Yeah, he did.
So he took the a little bit of the front off for your toes to peek out and then the back part of them are open. Because it looks like his dog chewed the sneakers so much to where he had to cut that part out and just turned them into sandals.
What do you think?
I would not wear those.
Why not?
Nope.
No?
Not,
you know, Nikki,
not the,
this is what real sustainability looks like.
I know, you're right. That is using it, making it work, and it's a very clever idea. But I don't like wearing tennis shoes too often.
Yeah.
And I
but
don't want to.
But you love sandals.
I do, but that's not a sandal. That's still a tennis shoe.
What are you talking about?
It's just missing the front and the back.
It's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. He's trying.
It, that's true.
It's a lot of
trying. People are
going
loving
on there.
The idea as like a hack and something clever to do if you love your sneakers.
I'm loving the idea. I think it's great.
Then do it. Why don't you do it?
Okay, first off, tone.
That had a tone. Didn't it?
It did.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
You've been lashing out today.
I have not. You've made it seem like I've been lashing out.
Okay.
See and how there's a difference.
You guys see how it's back
you.
On me? You guys see how it's back on
it's
me?
It's back on you.
Because I caught it. I caught it immediately.
I'm glad you recognize it.
I'm not doing it. It's you.
It's you, the one who's making it seem like I'm doing it when I'm really not doing it.
I feel like I need to regroup, honestly. And I'll tell you what, I'm definitely bringing this up in therapy later.
Fine. Why don't you?
I'm just telling you, I'm going to have to bring it up, and I'm bringing the recording of this so that she can hear it.
To the doctor. So do you think you would like to do these, Obadiah?
I think they're ugly enough that I'd give it a shot.
You could totally pull that off.
I kind of want to go home and see if I can cut my shoe out and see if I can make it work.
You can make sneakers out of it or little sandals.
Yeah.
It's just, do you have a pair that are beat up enough to do it?
Oh, dude. Yeah, because I can't get rid of anything because I think my shoes are my friends. So, yeah, I got a couple we
we'll
can experiment
also bring
with.
That up in therapy.
I got a couple we can experiment. Well, you know, Nikki.
You tried cutting them. It's like, no.
I'm trying to form human relationships.
With your objects.
I have to because the humans in my life continue to lash out. So.
Or is it you?
My only friends are my shoes.
Oh, boy.
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
How many times have you used Snopes to check to see whether or not a news story was real?
More frequently when I had a couple of family members who liked to forward things on to people and email them things that were obviously not true, but yet it helped if you just sent them the link so that they weren't worried. And so you would send them that and tell them to check there first.
I went through a brief period of time when I went around on Facebook and through emails and whatever, and I would just constantly post links to Snopes articles like,
just
this is not true, this is not true, this is not true, this is not true. And then it would get really hard when you would find people that would be like, oh, that's what they want you to think.
Well, then there's no changing that person's mind.
Yeah,
like you can't do anything about it.
They're already convinced that no, there is a conspiracy and Snopes is just part of that large conspiracy to keep you off the truth.
Well, and I feel like some of the stuff you would go check out, it's not like it's bad if it's not 100% true, because, you know, people would send like, if you were driving at night at 3 a.m. and you flashed your lights 2 times and a truck pulled out and like all these things that, okay, the root of it is just be safe.
Right.
Fine, no big deal if you don't want to technically really believe me that that's not what's going to happen. But some people just, they don't want to hear it.
It's crazy stuff. So Snopes was good for that for a while, but yeah. I still use them sometimes. There was one, I don't remember what it was, but I checked there 3 weeks ago for something where I was like, wait a second, I don't think that's right. And it wasn't, which seems to be the case most of the time these days. But Snopes has this issue right now, and I don't understand all of it, but they are involved in a legal fight to basically get certain access to their website back. It's like their website is owned by somebody. They can no longer monetize it through ads. Someone else is getting money from the ads. And I don't know all of the details, but I do know this. They started to GoFundMe, and they have almost met their goal.
How much?
This is crazy. They are shooting for $500,000, right? They have been up for 23 hours mm-hmm. on GoFundMe, and they have raised $483,000.
So almost there.
In 23 hours, they've raised that
That's
money.
That's a lot of money. So a lot of people are still using the site.
I guess so. They're only $16,000 away from their goal, and I got to tell you, looks like they're probably going to be okay. And again, if you don't know what Snopes is, Snopes.com is a place where you can go to check on, you know, fake news back before fake news was a thing.
Yeah. And news. It's mostly like when you get all those emails and the Facebook posting.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Henry Cavill's mustache creates jobs.